This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Southern Illinois University's University Honors Program presents its Michael and Nancy Glassman lecture this evening. You can learn more about Winston Churchill in the critically acclaimed Churchill play. It's coming up tonight at Shryock Auditorium on the SIUC campus. Ronald Keaton plays Churchill. For people who maybe are not as familiar with Winston Churchill as you may be, can you tell us a little bit about this play?
This play takes place at a very informal gathering in March of 1946. Churchill has just been defeated, if you can imagine this, for re-election after helping win the war. And because once the war was finished, the country had to have a re-election because it was a coalition government. And he lost. He was defeated, and he went back home with his tail between his legs and didn't know what to do. For months, he did not expect it. He got an invitation from Harry Truman to come to the States and lecture. He was so excited because, you know, it was work, and he loved working more than anything else. So the first lecture. The first address was at Westminster College in Fulton, Missouri. Of course, Truman's home state. And this isn't the lecture itself. He's not addressing the large gathering. This is a smaller, more informal thing where he's just talking about himself, his life, as if you had a drink in your hand and you were at a cocktail party.
For people who... I don't want to sound cliche, but, you know, you must remember history in order to not repeat it.
You can't be more cliche than with Winston Churchill, so don't worry about that.
Well, how important is it in your mind to continue this legacy, for people to learn more about this man who looms over so much of history in the middle of the 20th century?
Well, this was an evolution for me. Quite frankly, I've been an actor a pretty long time, and... I was trying to, as I mentioned to someone this morning, trying to find a way to keep myself active, viable, relevant, strong, contributing in the business. One of the things that actors try to do is to create their own unique way of presenting themselves. For me, it ended up being solo performance. Couple that with my immense love of American history. And I thought, okay, let me see if I can find a figure that could contribute here. Obviously, Churchill is not American, but he was half American. You know, his mother was born in Brooklyn. And so he had a strong affinity for the States and came over as often as he could. The people of my parents' and grandparents' generations revered this man. And that's the influence that he has, the fact that he could plant those seeds at the top of families. And those stories, though, that lore, that legend would literally be brought down. In playing the piece around the country, I have been just astounded at how literally families will come to see it, 4, 5, 6, 7 people all sitting together, and the grandpa or the grandmother will, you know, whisper something to the offspring, who then will go to the grandchildren during the show. It's a fascinating experience, and it also challenges the actor's concentration, because, you know, you see this happening. At times, the audience actually has talked back to Mr. Churchill on stage, and I have to respond, because that's the moment that's created. It's the legend of Churchill is much more than just his political accomplishment, and that's a little bit of what we hope to share.
How does what you're speaking about tonight, how does this play interact with the politics of the world today?
Wow. Well, Churchill's time laid the seeds for what we have now, let's face it. You know, the British and their checkered history in the Middle East and in India and all of that has a marked influence on a lot of the disparity and discord that we see in those regions today. I'm not saying that they're responsible for it, but political process does, you know, breed that kind of offspring. And during Churchill's time, a great deal of what we see in our politics worldwide today stems from what happened in the British Empire in the early part of the 20th century.
You can be a part of Churchill by coming to the show tonight. It's at 7 o'clock at Tryout Auditorium on the Southern Illinois University campus. It's a part of the Michael and Nancy Glassman Lecture Series through the University Honors Program. Ronald, thanks so much.
Thank you.